you know, we've had productive work the first 2 days. First day, I think, is always a little bit rusty when you get 11 on 11, but it was good to do that. I feel like our young guys are out there. They're working really, really hard and doing a great job for us. So, you know, I'm excited about it. I'm glad we got another work day tomorrow and look forward to another four productive OTAs next week.
How tough was it watching when everybody else got to get going a little bit last week?
I mean, I think everybody's chomping at the bit to you know, get onto the practice field and do what we do, you know. You got to lift weights, you got to condition, you got to do all those things, but I think what everybody enjoys the most is the football aspects of it. So it's disappointing when you miss a week, but that's part of the deal. And so, you know, I don't think anybody blinked. We got back to work yesterday, and we've been very productive.
How different is it with Sark than it was before? Is there a whole lot of difference, terminology, anything?
No, not really. I mean, the system's pretty much the same as it was before, which is good. You know, we've got a lot of guys on our team who are back, you know, who have a lot of experience in this system, who understand the rules, the scheme, the terminology really, really well. So there hasn't been a whole lot of changes for us. I think Sark and some of the new coaches have probably had the biggest transition in learning our system, but they've done a great job. I've really enjoyed working with Steve and with Bush Hamden, our new quarterback coach. I think both those guys have done a great job the first couple of weeks.
What did you learn a couple of years ago having to do this transition? What can you take from that and know how to do it better this time dealing with somebody new?
Well, you know, this is my fourth different offensive coordinator, you know, in the NFL. So that's part of the deal when you play in this league. The one constant is change. And I've been fortunate to be around here, you know, for going on 10 years. And you know, during that span, you know things are going to change, and you have to be able to adjust. You have to be able to adapt, and you have to be able to, you know, get on the same page with the guys you're working with as fast as possible.
Matt, Coach talked about everybody on the team kind of working on one thing to get better going into the season. And he said the biggest challenge when a guy is great at everything is him elevating that to another level. For you, coming off a BP season, what is that one inch or one thing that you want to say, hey, this is what I'm working on, this is what I talked to DQ and said I'm going to work on?
Yeah, I mean, I think the hard part is picking one, you know, because when you watch the film and you go through last season and you evaluate to make your plan to get better and move forward, there's a handful of things that come up. But Q's right. I mean, narrow focus and trying to hone in on the one thing that's going to help you be the most productive moving forward, you know, I think that's the key. For me, you know, it always comes back to getting yourself in position to throw the ball most accurately. And I feel like even though we did some good things last year, you know, that part's done. We evaluate it. We've seen some things that can get better in terms of our footwork, in terms of getting in position to throw the ball, you know, more consistently. And that's been a point of emphasis for us the first 2 days. And it's tough to replicate that, you know, without doing it live, without doing it at full speed. So, you know, that's what I've been most excited for, is to get onto that field and start working on that footwork stuff that we've been, you know, trying to get right.
Last time we talked to you, we talked about the Super Bowl, of course. Are you done watching it for now?
Yeah. I mean, we got practice to watch. We've got, you know, different stuff, different cut-ups, you know, different things. We're on to, you know, 2017 and, you know, you learn from it like we did, you deal with it like we did, and then you move forward and you start preparing, you know, to try and be the best football team that this group can be. And that's where we're at. I mean, we're a different bunch than we were last year, and, you know, that's good. That's exciting. And I think, you know, guys are ready for that challenge.
Is there anything that the team has brought back from that Miami trip this year that you didn't bring back last season?
It's different. You know, every year is different. I think the group of guys that we had down there was a little bit different than the year before. But I think the camaraderie is the number one thing you take from situations like those, is when you get the chance to get everybody together away from here, and to get some work done on the field, but also just to spend some time together, you know, relaxing and just hanging out. Those times are important. And so I think just getting to know guys better and spending time with guys that you don't always get to spend time with, I think that's probably the most valuable part of that trip.
How about having Julio around, even though he can't run routes and stuff? What does that bring to the table during OTAs and are you jealous of any of the vacations he's been on this year?
Who's traveled? I mean, he's got to see some cool places, which is great, you know. We're all lucky to have the opportunity to be able to do that certain times. And, you know, I know I've been lucky to travel to some great places, but he's enjoyed himself. But, you know, he's the best. When he's here, he's another set of eyes. He's another coach for us. He's so smart. He's been around so long. And he's, you know, he's really good at connecting with the younger guys and explaining, you know, how to do certain things. He can help in ways that I can't. You know, he can help those guys, especially at the wide receiver position, in ways that, you know, nobody else can. I mean, he's been through it. He understands what it takes to be the absolute best at his position. And you can see when he talks, those guys just, I mean, they absorb everything he says. And, you know, he's really beneficial for us as a player, but his leadership is just as beneficial.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
Derek Anderson, I guess you guys won golfing.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Who got the better of that
deal? DA won some money that day.
Where'd you guys golf?
I was in Arizona. I got to play. Derek lives out there during the off season, so I got to play golf with him out in Arizona. I've known Derek for a long time. I got to know him playing in Lake Tahoe like 7 or 8 years ago. And so DA got the better of me that day, but he's fun to play with, that's for sure.
Of course, what's that?
Whisper Rock.
Okay. Yeah. How would you evaluate your golf game? I know you talked about it.
Some days are better than others, you know, a little bit more comfortable and better on the football field than I am on the golf course, that's for sure.
And what would you say about his?
He's solid. Derek's solid, man. He plays a lot and plays really well, so he's got a good golf game.